Hello, and welcome to Getting Started with HoloLens 2 and Unity. My name is Dan Miller, and I work at Unity Technologies as an XR evangelist. If you're interested in this content or more, feel free to follow me on Twitter at DanMillerDev. I'm excited to be here today and talk about getting started with HoloLens and what's possible with the Unity engine. Let's dive in and go over the agenda. First, I'm going to cover how to set up Unity, what to think about when choosing the correct version, as well as installing the Universal Windows platform. From there, I'll dive into Unity's XR SDK, how we're evolving our XR platform integration. Next, I'll cover AR Foundation, a cross-platform framework specifically built in Unity for AR development. Then we'll cover briefly native XR code, before diving into a full-blown demo of creating a small application. Finally, I'll end with some additional resources, things to consider, as well as resources to things like the Mixed Reality Toolkit and more. All right, let's talk about setting up. If you're not familiar, Unity now has a standalone application called the Unity Hub. This allows you to manage and download different versions of the editor, as well as keep track of all the different projects that you have. Now let's talk about the different versions of Unity that are available today. We have Unity 2018.4, which is known as the LTS, or long-term supported, version of the editor. LTS means that we support this version of the editor for up to 2 years, backporting major fixes and updates to this version. This will be the most stable version of Unity to build with. Then we have Unity 2019, with the latest version being 2019.3. This is the tech stream and allows you to stay up to date with all the new advancements and technology that we're adding to Unity. Next, we have Unity 2020, which is available in both alpha and beta. Once Unity 2019.4 comes out, that'll be the latest LTS and the most stable version. Once that happens, Unity 2020.1 will come out of beta and will now be part of the tech stream. One thing to note when installing Unity is make sure that you install the UWP module alongside the editor. This is the platform that's required when building for the HoloLens 2. Lastly, Unity now allows you to install Visual Studio alongside your version of the editor. Be sure to install Visual Studio 2019, as we'll be using that to compile to device when we build the demo a little bit later. Now let's talk about Unity's XR SDK. This is a new architecture that allows us to integrate platforms and update them much quicker than before. It comes in three layers. First, we have the Unity XR Provider layer, which is a standardized set of APIs for specific subsystems, which you can think of as features on a per-platform basis. Here, we have subsystems for things like the Windows MR Session, the Windows MR Gesture subsystem, and the Windows MR Reference Point subsystem. Next, we have the Unity XR Developer layer. This is an abstraction that is built on top of the common features between platforms. Here we have things like the AR Session, the AR Camera Manager, and the XR Reference Point subsystem. And finally, all of these subsystems and all of these features are available in packages. Packages are a way for us at Unity to continue to update and provide support for all the different platforms without waiting for major updates to the editor. Here you can see the platforms for Windows MR, AR Kit available on iOS devices, and AR Core available on Android devices. At a high level, the XR SDK looks a little bit like this. We have the Provider Framework, which is the base SDK built by the platforms themselves. Those feed into the XR SDK, which then outputs low-level managed API into this developer framework that you as a developer can take advantage of. Now, the XR SDK is the part that actually sits in or lives in the Unity core engine. And the provider framework and developer framework are delivered as packages. Now let's talk about what the XR SDK enables. And one use case is AR Foundation. AR Foundation is Unity's augmented reality SDK for multi-platform AR development. Like the platforms themselves, it's also available as a package. You can see here that depending on what version of Unity you're using, we have both preview packages and verified packages. And I'll be talking a little bit about what verified packages mean a little bit later on when we get into the demo and at the end for additional resources. AR Foundation is built a little bit like this. At the bottom, we have our native devices, like the HoloLens. Here, we're referring to both the HoloLens 1 and the HoloLens 2 device. From there, we have the platform SDK, like the Windows 10 SDK, that enables all the different features on the HoloLens device. In Unity, we provide the packages that feed in data via subsystems to AR Foundation. So AR Foundation sits on top of all these different platforms and allows you as a developer to build once and deploy anywhere. Now, when AR Foundation was first contrived, we were looking at just the mobile AR platforms, like ARKit and AR Core. But what we realized is that while these share a lot of similar functionalities, head-mounted platforms do as well. And so we've recently added support for the Microsoft HoloLens, as well as the Magic Leap. Now let's talk a little bit about native XR code, before diving into a demo built on AR Foundation. Unity has native XR code built into the Unity Engine XR namespace. And this is for covering common features available across a wide variety of platforms. Things like input devices, hands, eyes, haptics, and more. And what this allows you to do is query a set of different input devices depending on the characteristics, as well as get callbacks for when devices are connected or disconnected, and manage them accordingly. All right, now let's go ahead and hop into the demo. So here I am in Unity, and right now I'm in what we call an empty scene. If you're not familiar, Unity has a couple different windows, and I've actually have a slightly custom layout here. In the upper left, we have what we call the scene hierarchy. This is where we'll be building up and adding different game objects to our scene to enable functionality. Under the scene hierarchy, we have the project hierarchy. This is where all of the assets that we're using within our project exist today. An asset in Unity's term is everything from a 3D model, to a sound effect, to a script, and more. Here in the middle, we have the scene view. This is where we'll actually be building up and are able to navigate around in 3D as we start to add 3D models and more to our scene. And finally, on the right, we have the inspector. This is where we'll get information about what components or different properties of our game objects within our scene. Now, I've already went to the Package Manager, which you can find under Windows, Package Manager, and added a variety of packages to this project. Here you can see the UI, which shows the different packages installed. Now, one thing to note is that you'll see that we're using a couple preview packages. In Unity, as we release packages, they have different classifications depending on the QA that they've been through and how they work with other packages within that editor to specific versions of Unity. Here I'm in the Unity Editor 2020.1 B8, so I'm in the beta version of 2020.1. Now, the packages that we really care about are going to be within the XR SDK. So let's go ahead and search here you'll see that I'm in my project, so we're just seeing those packages, and I can filter it by XR. So at the top, we have AR Foundation. This is the 3.01, which is a verified package for 2021 right now. That has a dependency on the AR subsystems. And next, we have the Windows XR plugin. This is what allows us to natively access the Windows MR SDK, which gives us access to things like hand gestures and more. Next, we have the XR interaction subsystems and the legacy input helpers, which contain different bindings for things like the tracked pose driver, which we'll use to actually take the tracking data from our device and move things like our camera. And last but not least, we're using the XR plugin management. This is what allows us to actually manage the different XR platforms that we're using within our project settings. All right, now a couple things to note. Since we've already downloaded the Unity editor and installed the UWP platform, we can go within our build settings. So we can go to File, Build Settings, and here you see I'm already on the Universal Windows platform. Now, once I've switched to this platform, there's a variety of different settings here based on UWP. You can see things like target device, which I've selected for HoloLens, architecture to be ARM64, which is going to be the most performant architecture for compiling to the HoloLens 2. Build type, target SDK, minimum platform version, and more. Now, you will notice a small warning that because we're building to the ARM64 platform, we can't actually build and run, which allows us to build our application and then directly deploy it to the device. So here we're just building and running on the local device. Now I'm going to leave all these settings as is, and because I'm on the Universal Windows platform, I can then go over here to my project settings. In project settings, we have the XR plugin management. Now, because I want to be building for the Windows Mixed Reality, and in this case, the HoloLens 2, I'm in this Windows MR tab here, or UWP tab. From there, I've checked Initialize XR on Startup, and I've checked the Windows Mixed Reality platform. The UI and UX for this will automatically add that Windows Mixed MR package to your package manager. But one thing to note is you might not get the exact version that you need. So here in the package manager, I have the Windows XR plugin that is version 3.1.5. And this version is verified right now in 2020.1, as well as verified with AR Foundation 3.0. Now, this is really all I need to do here in the XR plugin management to enable the HoloLens through the UWP platform. Now let's go ahead and hop back into our scene. By default, Unity gives us a main camera and a directional light. Now, because I'm going to be using an AR camera through AR Foundation, I can actually go ahead and delete this main camera. Now, in order to create an AR camera, because I have the AR Foundation packages installed, I can simply right-click or hit this plus button in my scene hierarchy and navigate down to XR. Here, I'm going to want to create both an AR session origin and an AR session. So let's go ahead and do that now. Now, the AR session origin actually creates two different objects. One at the root here, which has the AR session origin component on it, and underneath it, a camera that's already configured to work for AR. There's a variety of different settings which are pre-configured for this camera, but luckily, all of them just work when we're dealing with AR Foundation and the UWP platform. Next, we have the AR session. This is what handles things like the AR input manager, as well as different settings that are available on a per session basis or a per platform basis. All right, now we have everything set up and we could build this out to the HoloLens 2. but we haven't really added any features or functionality. Now let's take a look at a demo that adds things like hand tracking, gesture detection, and more. And I'll walk through the individual steps and break them down so that we know how you can accomplish similar things using the XR layer as well as the Windows MR package. So here we are in the demo, and you can see I'm moving around and the content stays static. Here you can see that my hands are tracked and we have visual indicators for that. When I click my fingers together, that's a tap gesture. You can see that as I do that, it activates the different parts of the demo, bringing them to life. We have animation on the crane and truck, and the conveyor belt has a small object spawner that shows different objects moving on a conveyor. The first thing I want to do is actually talk about the content that we're using here. Here I'm using an asset store package built by Unity called the Snaps Prototyping Kit. This one is the industrial pack and comes with a fully fleshed out scene with lots of interesting parts to it. Now, there's a couple interesting things to keep in mind here. One, this asset was actually authored to human scale. So the flooring here is hundreds of meters wide. Now, as you saw in my demo, I'm using it more at a diorama scale, kind of a miniature scale that's here in my space. Now, of course, I could scale down the entire environment, but when we think about things like lighting and potentially physics, they can get a little wonky as you scale up and down to the extremes. I'm accomplishing this within AR Foundation by scaling the AR session origin. This is the parent object of our AR camera. As you scale up the parent, the rendering of the content is scaled down. If I were to scale up the parent to 2, then the rendering of the content would be halved. Here, with the scale of our content at over hundreds of meters long, I've scaled up my AR camera parent to 100, 100, 100. And that makes my content at the appropriate scale that I want to interact and visualize it. Next, let's talk about hand tracking. Here I'm using the native XR layer to reference the hands, as well as get callbacks for when they're connected and disconnected. From there, I can query all the hands I found based on characteristics. Here I'm grabbing all of the input devices that have the left hand characteristic and all of the ones that have the right hand. From there, I can assign the left and right hand device. And in the update function, I'm using a try-get feature based on the characteristics for outputting common usages with both position and rotation. Now, I just talked about the scaling, and this is something we need to keep in mind when we're moving stuff from the tracked or world scale space. Here, I'm referencing or caching the scale that I've scaled up my AR session origin to, and using that to multiply it by the position in order to accurately get the position of my hands and assign this visual to them. When the hands are disconnected and reconnected, I assign the correct device and enable and disable the rendering of the actual visual on it. And here on the onTapped event, I'm checking if the device is valid, and then I'm setting a particle system so we have a visual for when the tap actually happens. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that I'm not actually doing any logic to make sure that the tapped event is coming from a different hand. So if we had both hands being valid or tracked in one tapped event, it would just go to the first one that it had. Or in this case, probably the left hand. Lastly, I'm calling the call activate, which is the function that actually links in to the different zones that are triggering things like the animations and the conveyor belt. And here you can see these activate zones. So each area of the demo that comes to life has a small collider, and as you saw in the onTapped, this is where we're actually searching through using an overlap sphere to define the active area. From there, I enable it, which has a callback event for triggering the different types of content. The last part of this demo is these World Space Canvas. If you're not familiar, UI in Unity is able to be rendered in screen space, which would be on a 2D or flat screen, or in world space. For immersive applications, like built for the HoloLens 2, world space makes a bit more sense, as you can place the UI in the world. Here in the UI, I'm using an aim constraint. This allows us to lock what rotation axes are available and billboard it, positioning it towards the camera. You can see I've rotated or lined up these UI to be facing the camera by default. This helps when I've set the constraint settings, and you can see in play mode, as I move the AR session origin or the AR camera around, these UIs are billboarded and always facing it. In this case, always facing the user wearing the HoloLens 2. So that was a brief demo on how to get started building inside Unity using AR Foundation. We covered things like world tracking and render scaling available in AR Foundation, hand tracking with the native Unity XR APIs, gesture detection through the Windows MR APIs in the Windows MR package, and finally, some world space UI that's available and more appropriate for immersive applications built on the HoloLens 2. Now what I want to do is shift gears a little bit and talk about a few optimizations and things to consider when first getting started with the HoloLens 2. The first thing to consider and always keep in mind is that the HoloLens is a mobile device. It's all self-contained, and this is something to consider when running and executing content locally. Now, there is certain features available like Azure Streaming that allow you to push more content or more pixels and mesh density. But if you're running a standalone application, keep in mind and think of it as a mobile platform when thinking about how many polygons and tries you can have in your models. Next, I encourage you to use the device portal, which has a performance section where you can get a heads-up display to show a frames per second count of what's currently being rendered on device. This has very little overhead in performance and allows you to really understand how your applications are running. It can also show a graph to show you dips and increases as you look at different content or as different events happen within your application. Of course, I always encourage you to test early and test often. Using that FPS heads up, and also just considering the different platforms that you're on. As you add new content or new major features, you should always be building out to your device. This ensures that you can always hit and maintain that 60 frames a second, before trying to get into the weeds of all the small optimizations you can make. Understand as you consider to add more content and continue to build up complexity within your application. Look into optimizing shaders. Out of the box, the Unity standard shader is built for physically based rendering, or PBR, and it's made specifically to run on all the different platforms that Unity supports. What this means is that there can be extra calls that are never used, and it isn't always the most optimized for rendering on the HoloLens 2. I strongly encourage you to check out the MRTK standard shader, which has much less instructions and is more optimized for the HoloLens 2 and the stereoscopic rendering. I also encourage you to check out the new scriptable render pipeline, specifically the universal render pipeline that's available in Unity. This is our new rendering tech that's built specifically for modern platforms. The MRTK shader actually has a way to upgrade to utilize Universal Render Pipeline. And when I was building this demo, upgrading to URP was the single biggest jump in performance that I was able to get. It allowed me to maintain and hit 60 frames a second while continuing to add content and pushing the demo. Now I want to walk through briefly how to add Universal Render Pipeline and switch over your shaders to use the URP. Alright, so here we are in my Unity scene, and right now everything is configured to use the standard Unity shader. In order to get the universal render pipeline, the first thing we need to do is go to the package manager. Here we can simply search for universal, or in this case, I've already added it here to my package under universal RP. Notice I'm currently using the verified version, 8.01, available in 2020. Once we've added it to our project, then we can go into our project folder and create a universal render pipeline asset. Here I'm selecting this URP folder I've created, and I can right-click, create, rendering, universal render pipeline, pipeline asset. I can simply hit enter and name it the default name. The next thing I need to do is go to my project settings, and under the graphics tab, you'll notice that there's a scriptable render pipeline settings property here. I can click this little circle and assign my universal render pipeline asset. Now, the way this works in Unity is that it overrides all the rendering in the project. So if I go back to my scene, you'll see that basically all the materials have been broken. Now the UI and the text are still available because those got converted automatically on the back end. But all of my other shaders no longer compile or are no longer working. Now I could go in and select each individual material and change it over one by one away from the standard shader here to the universal render pipeline lit. This is similar to the standard shader that's available, but in the universal render pipeline. Now, that would be a bit tedious, and we've actually created a tool that automatically converts all of the materials in your project from the standard or from any variant that's available in Unity to universal render pipeline. Now, it does a little bit better job when it is the standard material, remapping certain maps and things like that, but there is something to keep in mind that when you are doing this conversion process, there will probably be some manual labor involved with hooking up everything to look just right. If you're using a lot of the standard shaders or standard materials, it should mostly just work, but it's something to keep in mind. Now let's walk through that auto conversion. I can go up here into the Edit tab, Render Pipeline, Universal Render Pipeline, and you can either upgrade selected materials or upgrade your entire project. Here, I'm just going to update the entire project materials. It'll give me a little warning, and after I hit Proceed, now we're using the Universal Render Pipeline. Now you can see that visually, there's not too much of a difference with this scene specifically. But because the Universal Render Pipeline is much more optimized for modern platforms, we instantly get more performance available on the HoloLens 2. So now I want to wrap up with some additional resources. First, make sure to read the documentation. I'm going to be sharing a few of these shortened links at aka.ms, and for the documentation, you could do /mrdocs. Next, check out the Mixed Reality Dev Portal. Here you'll find a lot of latest information on things like the HoloLens 2 and other additional resources. Next, I encourage you to check out the Mixed Reality Toolkit. This is a toolkit specifically built to accelerate your development with the HoloLens 2. It's built by Microsoft and has a wide array of features and functionality. They've built specific UI components to really look like a native HoloLens application, specifically designed from the shell. There's different types of interactions with near and far interactions, as well as lots of different design paradigms. I didn't cover it in this session because there's going to be a few other sessions throughout the day. They go over getting started with the MRTK, some of the UI design, and much more. If you're curious on AR Foundation, you can find the documentation on our packages at unity3d.com/packages, then the AR Foundation package name. After the et is the version of the AR Foundation packages you're looking for. Here, I'm using 3.0, since that was the verified version I used in my demo. Lastly, I encourage you to read the docs again. I've set up my development environment for building for the HoloLens 2 several times now, and there's always a couple little gotchas that you can get stuck on that don't quite make it the most seamless experience. Luckily, the documentation covers all of these. So make sure you start with installing the tools, going through the different packages, understanding your version of Unity, and then getting started creating. The one gotcha that got me this time was the USB connection available when installing the UWP platform through Visual Studio. Thank you very much for coming to my presentation. I'm excited to be here at the Mixed Reality Dev Day, and now I'll be available live to answer any questions.